Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. This is a place we come together every single week to grow, to learn, to be inspired, to share strategies that can help us all get to the next level as leaders. I'm so incredibly thankful for you today, and I want you to know how much I appreciate you being connected to this podcast. Listen. This is going to be an amazing teaching for you today, and I hope that you stay locked in. Got one for you that I believe is going to be very, very informational, powerful, pivotal for your leadership. Leaders understand the importance of iron sharpening iron. So I want you to share this podcast with as many people as you can. Thank you in advance. Let's reach 1 million leaders. I believe we can do that together. I want to encourage you to follow me at Joseph Walker 3. That's Joseph Walker 3 on Instagram. Let me know that you're watching this podcast, that you are connected, and also how did you hear about it? Maybe you have a question. Maybe you want to have a conversation about what we talked about. Let's do it there. Also, go to josephwalker3.org for my books. Find out when I'll be in your city close by. Love to meet you. Love to share. Maybe come in and do a workshop at your business or church or talk to your leaders by Zoom. Whatever we can do to serve you. Let us know from that platform. I want to encourage you also to go to our YouTube page. My wife and I have a wonderful YouTube page called Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. There you can be inspired with content that deals with how to manage life and children, family, business, money. We deal with everything. And I believe it'll help you conflict a variety of topics that we deal with. And we want you to be a part of that community as well. You get information here on one day. And then, of course, every Friday, we drop a new episode at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. So go check it out and go catch up on some episodes and let it bless you. Today, I want to talk about something that all of us have to deal with from time to time, and that is closed doors. But I want you to understand the lessons in closed doors. Let's just be very clear. Every leader will have moments when you feel shut out, when you feel that you gave it your best shot, but the door closed. The opportunity did not happen. Things did not pan out the way you thought they should. How do you, as a next level leader, continue to thrive, continue to function, continue to keep your morale high when you experience a closed door? What is important, it takes a level of spiritual maturity, and otherwise to be able to navigate the space. It can be incredibly complex, emotionally draining. But I want to encourage you today to know that behind every closed door, there are lessons that will bless you up the road. Let's talk about some of those lessons. First of all, it's not always about talent. It's timing. This is perhaps one of the most powerful lessons I could share with you right out of the gate. Sometimes you interpret a closed door as you're not good enough. Sometimes you beat yourself up and say, I could have done better here, or maybe I don't have what it takes. And so you become so hard on yourself. Let me be very clear. Closed doors are not always about your talent. It's just about the timing of the organization, the timing of the deal. It just did not work. So you cannot sit back and be hard on yourself. You are prepared. You're brilliant. You have the tools to make this happen. It's just sometimes things just don't align in terms of timing. I have seen deals not work, and I questioned my own self, wondering, well, maybe I wasn't good enough, until I had to realize it was just simply not the right time. You have to know, even the Bible says, vision is for an appointed time. It will speak, it will not lie, it will come to pass. But you have to know that it's not always about your talent or the lack thereof. It could just be things are just not in alignment with that deal, with that person, with that corporation, with that particular job. And so you have to move on and just believe maybe the right time will line up next time and the door will open when it needs to. So you have to trust this process and say, hey, it's not just you all the time. So let's not be negative. Let's not walk through this imposter syndrome thinking that maybe I don't deserve to be in this space. No, yes, you do. It's not always talent, guys. Sometimes it's timing. The second thing is that God could be saving you from something. Have you ever considered that a closed door could be a blessing? Have you ever considered that there are some things that God sees you do not see behind that door, in that deal, on that job, at that school? And God may be saying, no, I got to protect my child from that. There are a variety of things that could potentially damage you, that could potentially create havoc over your life, stress you out, not be the path up that you actually thought it was. I have learned the powerful lesson of thanking God for these no's. Everybody thanks God for yeses, but you have to learn how to thank God for a no. Ask yourself, what is God saving you from? Have you ever seen this? I've seen it. Opportunities that I thought I really wanted. I was gung-ho about it, prepared, went, and it didn't happen. And I was so disappointed, hard on myself. And man, 6 months later, the people that got the opportunity were lamenting. They were like, oh, this is the worst thing ever. I didn't know it was going to be like this. Had they told me, I wouldn't have taken it. But they'll never tell you until you get in it and you experience it for yourself. Everything that glitters is not gold. So God, in his sovereignty, man, could be protecting you. You're too valuable. You have too much to give for it to be wasted or unappreciated. And so when doors close, just say, you know what, God, you're protecting me. You are protecting your investment. You are saving me from the drama and the future trauma of that space. I'm going to let that sink in. Just let that sit right there for you as you process that, as you think over your life, how things could have gone another way, but God let you experience a closed door. Now, what do you do when the door closes? Let me talk about this. Number three, use this time to grow and not gripe. Don't sit back and become histrionic. And every time we talk to somebody, you're talking about, well, they didn't do me right, or I felt like I was better than the person they hired, or I felt like I should have gotten the deal. And I just feel like life is just treating me so bad. Life ain't been no crystals there. You know, you're just all over the place. You're griping, you're miserable, you're constantly complaining. When in fact, you should take this moment and continue to grow. Pour into your brand, pour into your business, pour into you. If the door is closed, it may mean more opportunity for you to get better. Just think about it. You already are amazing. You could get better and better and better by taking this time to take a class, a workshop, seminar, read a book, do something, go back to school. I mean, this is an opportunity for you to say, I can enhance my skill set. I can take it up because I want to make sure when I present myself that I am paid based upon the value that I bring to the table. So I'm giving you an opportunity now to get up, stop griping, stop complaining, stop wearing people out with the sad old story about what happened, what should have happened, what didn't happen, and use this opportunity wisely and say, how can I grow from this? There are gripers and there are growers. Who are you going to be in this situation? I believe that if you are a next level leader, you are destined to say, I'm going to grow through this. Here's the thing I want you to like really write down. I want you to make this a part of your daily living. Don't just go through it, grow through it. Woo! Let's say it again. Don't just go through it, grow through it. All right, here is number four. Your team always takes your cue. You see, when you have closed doors, the people that you are leading are watching your response. They're taking your cue on how you're going to be affected by it. And if you're a person that's going to look at this as an opportunity for growth, you're going to remain positive and say, okay, guys, we didn't get the contract, we didn't get the deal, but we're still great, we're still awesome, we're still going to move forward, we're still going to keep creating amazing content, we're still going to keep building our business. They're motivated. They don't look at this as a negative thing. They look at it as just something that maybe God was, you know, holding back from us because he was protecting us, or maybe God was setting us up for something greater. At the end of the day, how you lead people through these setbacks, through these closed doors, has a lot to do with your leadership ability. I want to impress upon you to be an example of resilience, of positivity, of hope in the midst of negative situations, to be a person that refuses to allow people to fall into this miserable space of depression and feeling that they're not good enough, but just galvanize people around what's possible and the opportunities that lie before, people will take your cue. I guarantee you, if you are a leader, they're waiting to see how you are going to respond to this. Here's number five. Be grateful for the opportunity of being considered. This is something that I have to help a lot of my mentees understand. The fact that you got an interview, the fact that you got a meeting, even if it didn't work out, always thank the person for the opportunity. Graciously express thankfulness, gratitude. Do it from a pure heart. People remember that. So when that opportunity opens up later, or if somebody else asks for a reference, do you know somebody? They may say, you know, we didn't have an opportunity for this person because it wasn't the right time, but I know a great candidate with a great spirit. They're just a great team player. But if you just are angry and you shut down, you don't want to communicate anymore, you are burning bridges you don't have to burn. You have to be grateful that somebody gave you the opportunity to present your proposal, to apply for the job and to have an interview, to be in a space where you can actually present something. This is why it is so important to have the right attitude and have the right posture in the midst of everything you go through. So let's be grateful, guys, for every opportunity that God gives us, whether we get it or whether we don't. Let's demonstrate gratitude. It will take you so far in your life. The worst thing that could ever happen is for you to call yourself a leader and you are ungrateful. Next level leaders are grateful for every opportunity that God gives to them. And listen, we're not up here telling God, we're only going to thank you for the open door. We're going to thank you that you just gave us an opportunity to even be considered. Whew. Here's number six. I'm going to let number six just kind of sit there for a moment. Galatians 6 and 9. There it is. You may be saying, what's that, Bishop? Well, what's that, Dr. Walker? What's that, Bishop? Well, go get your Bible. Look up Galatians 6 and 9. That's all I got to tell you. Galatians 6 and 9. You're tired? You're frustrated with the process? Galatians 6 and 9. You feel like giving up? You said, but you don't understand. I've done all this. I've tried over and over again. Galatians 6 and 9. You're wondering whether or not it's going to ever happen for you. You're wondering if you watch everybody else's season comes and you're wondering when your season is going to come. You're like, is it ever going to be my season? Galatians 6 and 9. Be not weary in well-doing, but in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Ladies and gentlemen, this is so important. Because people grow weary, man. I know it can be exhausting over and over again, experiencing rejection, setback, but you have got to believe that your season is going to come. You have to believe that often after many rejections, many no's, many setbacks, that's when some of the most amazing things begin to happen in your life. I want to talk about that in my final point. Let's review what we've talked about so far. We're talking about lessons behind closed doors. And the first thing we talked about is not always talent, but it's timing. You're not always being, you know, declined because you don't have the talent. Sometimes it's just not the right time. Not the right time for you, not the right time for the organization, the job, etc. And you have to be okay with that. Timing matters. Everything God did, he did around time. You ever thought about that? When the fullness of time had come, he set forth this psalm made of a woman. Vision is for an appointed time. God moves in time. He operates in our time. He does it on purpose. He uses time as a tool to bring his will to pass in our life. Number two, God could be saving you from something. Ask yourself, if this didn't pan out, Lord, what are you protecting me from? If this relationship didn't work out, what are you saving me from? A life of peril, frustration, disappointment? Think about it. God is saving you from something. Number three, use this time to grow and not gripe. Don't be a chronic complainer, sitting back always lamenting and romanticizing what happened and allowing yourself to become a permanent victim. No. That's not what we do. Next level leaders, we begin to grow. We put ourselves in position to read, to take classes, seminars, to talk to our mentors. Find a time to develop your gift, develop your brand, to grow your business, to do all you can do to get ahead Because if this opportunity didn't happen, you don't want to just sit around and mope. You don't want to sit around and just do the same thing over and over every single day. Let's grow. Remember we said this, right? Don't just go through, but grow through. And then of course, listen, your team is taking your cue. Whether or not you want to believe it, they're watching you. People are watching you every single day. Your team is trying to figure out, what is he going to do? What is she going to do? When you remain positive, when you show them this is how you go through a storm, this is how you handle a setback, the entire morale of your team can be impacted by how you choose to respond when a door is closed in your face. Number five, be grateful for the opportunity you were given. Some people never got as far to even get an interview. Some people never got as far as to be considered. Some people's proposal never got in the right hands. Whatever the case is, however far you got in the approval process, thank God just for being considered. Remember, your spirit of gratitude, thanksgiving, goes a long way because you never know where reference might come from. You never know who might ask if someone knows someone who can do what you do. So be very, very grateful for the opportunity. And Galatians 6 and 9, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Be thankful for this season. Be thankful for what God is allowing you to go through and not allow yourself to be frustrated and weary and walk away and say, I can't do this. I'm done. No, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season, it leads me to my number seven. And it is this, bigger opportunity awaits. Wow. If a door closed, you've heard this on numerous occasions, but it is absolutely true. If God allows one door to open, there's got to be a bigger door up the road. I have seen it in my own life where opportunity that I thought, oh my God, I was so good for this. Why it didn't work out? And I was crying and mad. And then God opened up an opportunity that blew my mind. If you would just learn, man, that behind every closed door is a bigger door, a bigger opportunity. Behind every no is a bigger yes. God knows what he's doing. You as a next level leader, whatever career path you're taking, you're going to experience closed doors. There are going to be moments in your life when you have to deal with a variety of setbacks. But because you are a next level leader, pull yourself together and follow these principles, and you will be amazed at how God will get you through this. You have a responsibility to represent more than yourself through this. So now begin to look over your life at all the closed doors and imagine what God's getting ready to do in your life. Eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, nor has it entered into the hearts of men the things that God has in store for those who love him. I'm thanking God for every closed door because it set me up for a greater door up the road. There are lessons in closed doors, and I pray you got them today. Thank you for listening. I want you to follow me now. Let's go. Follow me at Joseph Walker 3 on Instagram. Go to my website, order books and all that at josephwalker3.org. And please, please, ma'am, please, sir, go over there right now to Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth on YouTube. Catch an episode. I promise you it'll bless you. Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. That would mean so much to me. I appreciate you so much. I'm looking forward to meeting you one day. I'm looking forward to all that God's going to do in your life. And I believe you as a next level leader are on a trajectory that's going to blow your mind. Stay faithful. Stay true. Until next time, may the Lord God bless you real good is my prayer. Peace. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph with you.